Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. We're early today because we can't wait. This doesn't happen very often. Maybe 5-6 times on our watch.
Yes.
The Philadelphia Eagles have hired a brand new head coach, and nobody knows who he is. An unusual challenge on this radio program today. In the next 4 hours, Keith Joe, it's good to have you here, Joe.
Nice to see you, buddy.
Next 4 hours, we will all try together to learn who the guy is that matters most in Philadelphia sports.
Yes, we will.
Because there is no maybe the quarterback of his team, but between the coach and the quarterback, the guy that will focus most on in sports in Philadelphia is Nick Sirianni. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you right, even now, Al, I keep wanting to say Siriano. And I'm Italian. I should know how to pronounce a name like that.
Yeah.
But he's 39 years old. There's a lot of ground to cover with him. All I can say is the tug of war going on nationally over whether this was great or this was dumb is amazing. And the great irony of this whole debate is no one actually has a clue because Nick Sirianni is a blank page. Right, Josie?
He is. He's never stood in front of a locker room.
Not once.
And got a team ready for a game.
Not
once. He's never done it.
No head coaching anywhere.
So those that say he's great
don't
know.
They don't know.
They're guessing.
However, who knows?
It's
just I have never foresaw the National Football League as your training ground. Let's all find out together if the guy knows what he can do. But, hey, I'm going to say this right up front. I went nuts when they hired Andy Reid because he had never been a coordinator.
Yep. Yep.
Andy Reid won a lot of games here. Didn't win the big one, but he won a lot of games here. That was not a bad hire, all right?
No, he's had a great career.
Yes. Chip Kelly had more experience. Al championed his cause. Train wreck.
Yep.
All right? Doug Peterson, 5 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I'll remind you, I went berserk. Doug Peterson's head coaching experience encompassed high school.
It is amazing.
That was the only time he ever was a head coach in high school. And the second year he was a head coach here, we had a Super Bowl victory. The point. I am not here today, ladies and gentlemen, to kill a guy I don't know anything about.
No, it'd be unfair.
I am here to strongly question a bizarre process that went into Nick Sirianni being the head coach. You with me on this, Jonesy?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, so let me start at the beginning. Al, nowadays there's a pecking order of how news is broken.
Yeah.
It funnels all through ESPN.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? There's a Woj for basketball.
Yeah, but
Schefter for football.
Correct.
So you would think that Schefter would break the story.
Yeah.
And Adam Schefter, ESPN, did it. Here's what he had to say about the hire.
I think because they started a little bit late firing Doug Peterson a week after some of the other coaches got fired, they were a little bit late to the process. And again, that meant that other coaches landed other jobs elsewhere before the Eagles could have all the options that they wanted. Still had plenty of options of plenty of good candidates out there. And ultimately, in the end, I think that they felt most comfortable with Nick Sirianni, who's worked under Frank Reich in Indianapolis and knows the Philadelphia system well. Nick Sirianni is somebody who's been groomed to be a head coach, now will take over in Philadelphia. They're hoping that Nick Sirianni can figure out a way to repair and save Carson Wentz rather than have to trade him away.
That, the Wentz factor, will be a recurring theme on
it's
today's
the number
show.
Number one. Yeah.
Right now, the fact. Number one quality card is he worked with Frank Reich, with Carson Wentz.
They can't
hire Frank Reich. He is the head coach of the Colts. Let me get the guy closest to him. Right. That's the reason, right? Here's what I need to know, though. Because he was the 10th candidate that they officially interviewed. They had six others. The guys dropped out or they didn't want to do it, whatever. But they had 10 that they actually sent to the $28 million mansion. And Jeff Lurie lives in Florida, right? They all came in there, and they all had to sit down with Howie and Jeff and all that stuff. I guess a couple of them did it.
Yeah, the Zoom.
Let me say this right now. If you did the Zoom, you weren't getting hired.
No.
right now. But this guy, Al, was so impressive. Remember, they've gone through 9 now. If you average 6 hours, they had already done 54 hours of interviews before this guy sat down.
Right.
And then whatever he said, it so dazzled Howie and Jeff that they brought him back the next morning.
Yeah.
He was the first one that got an invite. So I don't know how many hours they did with this guy, right?
Yeah.
But then this was Wednesday. By Thursday, they knew. Within 24 hours, they went, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That makes me nervous. You know why, Jonesy? Mm. Howie Roseman falls in love faster than any sports executive I've ever met. He does it with the draft every year. He finds a guy nobody else loved. Aha! Wait till you see Whiteside. Ha ha ha. The guys are amazing. Oh, you were watching. He only plays very, very late at night on the West Coast.
Yes, that was always my favorite comment.
Right, Jonesy, does it worry you at all that he was the 10th guy interviewed? He had not been interviewed by any of the other 6 teams that are looking for head coaches.
Wow.
He has never been interviewed for a head coaching job in the NFL. And although he has significant experience, his name never came up until the Eagles brought him in.
It must have been one hell of an interview. I can tell you that. I mean, there's no way that the love at first sight thing can always play into how he's...
It worries you, right? All right, well, let me give you... All right, here's one thing. Josie, you played for a lot of different coaches. How important is energy?
It matters.
It matters.
It matters a lot.
Because Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, he is talking... Here's a little a little overview of what this Nick Sirianni gives you. Primer, listen.
With Sirianni, you have somebody who's a first-time coach. He's been on my annual Rising Head Coach Candidates list over the past couple years. Someone who is really high energy. He works with Frank Reich, who, of course, is a very stoic type of steady personality. With Sirianni, you certainly feel him when he is in the room. That's something that he's going to bring to this team. And Carson Wentz, who is now going to be charged with developing in all likelihood, because as the Eagles made clear to a lot of the head coaching candidates, they still see Carson Wentz as a part of their team in 2021.
You know, no national guy yesterday talked about this hire without bringing Wentz into the first paragraph.
So it answers your first question. What did he say?
Yeah.
He told them what they wanted to hear about Carson Wentz.
Exactly.
All right, go a little further with that. What did they want to hear?
They didn't know what they wanted to hear. They wanted to hear somebody tell them that I have the keys. This is the key.
And he told them, I know what to do.
Yeah,
and I got this figured out.
Frank told me.
Whatever he told them.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. You said something annoying right there, Rhea.
Well, it won't be the last time today.
Rhea, Frank told me.
Yes.
Okay. Frank obviously was great with Carson.
Mm-hmm. Back in 2017, before the injuries.
3 years ago.
Before the injuries.
Is that
the
Carson,
attitude?
This Carson?
No.
Physically, is that Carson, this Carson?
No.
Mentally, is that Carson, this Carson?
No.
Some of the information might be dated.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Some of it might be dated. But don't get me wrong, Jonesy. That wasn't the only guy. Tom Pelissero's list had this guy on it.
Okay.
That's the only list. And Tom doesn't get the hire, so at least this guy was on some list. And then we get to Dan Orlovsky, who I have loved. He's a Wentz guy, man. Yeah. He has just been. And he couldn't say enough great things about this hire. Listen to Orlovsky, ESPN.
This is the ideal, outstanding hire for Carson Wentz. So I reached out to some people that might know Sirianni a little bit better than me. said it is the absolute steal of the hiring process. Best coach I've ever been around. Incredibly detailed, great leader, has a great understanding of defenses and how to attack them. A phenomenal game planner, a fiery leader, great listener. I mean, everything that you think you want in a head coach and then someone who's got an offensive mindset. But this all comes down to Carson Wentz.
He snuck it into it.
There you go.
Jonesy, I'm sorry. Guy's almost 40.
Yeah.
He's going to be 40 of June.
Yes, he is.
All these great things.
Yeah.
He wasn't on any list.
Dan Orlovsky said he reached out to some people that might know him better than me. I
well,
mean, that's
no
what,
one,
that's.
Right, I hope you don't mind me tell this little story. Right? So the story breaks, and I'm talking to Rhea. And I said, book the Ray Dittiger. I want to hear Ray Dittiger. I got Mike Lombardi at 7. That's awesome. I want Ray Dittiger at 8. That's awesome. Marcus Hayes at 9. Who's more opinionated about that? And she calls Ray Dittiger. Is there a man in this city more knowledgeable about football than Ray Dittiger?
No.
Rhea, could you recreate the beginning of that conversation?
So I said, Ray, I want you to tell me everything you know about Nick Sirianni. I got the Ray Dittiger pause.
Always. Always.
I got nothing.
He had nothing.
Nothing.
He wasn't on Ray's radar.
No.
He wasn't on Ray's radar. That's not that scares me. So let's deal with the elephant in the room. How's that?
Yeah, let's do it.
The Philadelphia Eagles had one plan going into this process. Find a coach who has an idea what to do with Wentz, but will defer to us at all times.
Yes.
A guy who does not have enough leverage, he doesn't have a pick of all the different jobs out there, doesn't have any experience, and when we tell him who we want to be his assistant coach, we go to him and we go, Dave Phipps coming back. You don't even ask it. Yeah, Dave Phipps coming back, even though it didn't work with Doug, and they end up screwing everything up. Howie still apparently has the authority to pick the assistants.
Yes.
Right?
That's
Isn't that part of it?
That's 100% what it looks like from the outside.
And
yes.
If they go to him and say, no, you can't use Hurts, who, by the way, no one in the Eagles organization has communicated with since the final game of the season.
That's nice.
That was reported yesterday.
By Paul Domowicz.
That is some very, very exciting communication skills by our team. But anyway, so you go there. So if they say, if he goes and says, it's not working with Wentz.
Yeah.
I know you're into a lot of money, but I don't think he's fixable.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Hurts.
Not getting the job.
No, you're not. No, no. I mean, once he has the job.
Oh, yeah. Well, now.
If he says that, Howie would feel comfortable saying to him, no. I got $128 million. You keep working with him. You fix him. We're not going to do anything this season anyway. This season is about fixing Carson Wentz, right?
It is. That is what this season is about.
Isn't that why they picked a guy with so little experience? Because they could have their way with him?
Yes. This is all about Wentz.
You don't have to take my word for it. There's a man who played here, Emmanuel Ocho.
Acho.
Good special teams player. I think he's a linebacker.
Yeah.
And now he has become a big voice in Fox Sports, yep. FS1. And he put it in very specific terms. Al, he is in communication with players on the Eagles roster right now. Listen to what he said.
In playing for the Eagles, I'm not allowed to tell y'all 100% of the truth.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? When you're in a locker room, you can't say everything, but it's about time to say some things.
Mm.
What we know about Eagles management is this. They want to be able to control the situation.
Mm.
Doug Peterson is no longer the Eagles head coach, not because they struggled this year, contrary to what y'all read. He's no longer the Eagles head coach because management wanted to tell Doug Peterson who to hire and who to fire. And Doug Peterson looking at himself saying, look, I've won Super Bowls. Y'all not going to tell me what to do. But you know who Eagles management can control? They can control a coach with no head coaching experience. They can control a coach with a limited resume. They can control a coach with a minimal name. I believe the Eagles just hired a puppet that management can control.
Wow. Al Morganti.
Oh, wow, that's harsh.
That's hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
Did the Philadelphia Eagles and Nick Sirianni, we don't know him. I'm not ripping him.
Yeah.
Did they hire a puppet?
I don't know, but I mean, it certainly looks like a guy that would certainly take direction
That's
well, that's a nice
that's
way.
That's the sweetest way to,
well,
way to put I, it. You can.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I don't know.
They hired a guy that they think will do what they want and
play
fix
along.
Wins.
So let's now look at what Nick said. You know, they say be careful what you wish for. So Nick gets his head coaching job at the NFL. That's got to be thrilling.
Yeah.
He's got an unfixable quarterback he has to fix. And he has a perception in the city of Philadelphia of being a puppet. I wish you well, Nick. Yeah, good luck with
well,
that.
And the perception in the locker room that he was hired.
Oh, I'm getting to that
for
later.
One guy.
The locker room is another issue because there was a man named Deuce Staley that got stomped on yesterday. We will get to that. But how can I start this show without you hearing the man himself?
Mm-hmm.
You need to hear the man right now.
You'll be nice.
His name is Nick Sirianni, and here is his philosophy.
As an offensive staff, our job is to get the guys to do the things they do the best. And so if we're running a certain route, if we're running an over route, or if we're running a sail route, who's the best at that? Now, we can't completely just say, hey, this is the only guy that can do that. The defenses will get some tells on you. So we try to, though, we try at all times to get these guys in position to do what they do best. I think that's what good coaching is don't ask guys to do something they can't do and let them play to their strengths.
Kate Jones?
I wish him well.
Sounds like Belichick.
Sounds like Captain Obvious.
Well, but I mean,
the call plays that well, but he, go but, to the
well,
strength
in
of
other words,
good.
He's
I
not,
want you to
well,
call
he's not going
to
do what the defensive
no.
coordinator did here.
No.
And
exactly.
Guys that,
the other thing I took from that is they better get a good defensive coordinator because it does not appear he has any experience in that area.
Well, yeah.
None at all.
Yes.
And if that's how he's hired, we are really screwed.
Well, who's he going to – does he know any?
I don't know.
It's
going to
be how he's hired.
Do you understand?
Who's he bringing with him from his coaching tree?
This man – no one knows him at all.
No.
And he now is the second most important person in Philadelphia sports behind the quarterback. And we don't even know who that is.
Who are you? Who are you?
No.
Who are you?
Fair
That's
enough,
not
Joe.
Very nice.
No, it's Joe, it's
who
fear.
Are you?
That's not mean,
who
Rhea.
Are you?
It's factual.
Who are
you? 2-1. It's not mean if it's factual. 215. All right, we're going to open this up now. I already got Bob and Bucks County, but you're going to be second right now. Are you happy? Are you mad? Are you upset about what happened at Deuce? Are you upset?
That's a big thing.
We got a whole thing on that coming up. I promise you, we got a lot to cover with that. Jump on now. I'm not even doing Winners and Weezers. I'll announce them, but I'm not playing that game today because I want to focus on one thing. The future of the Eagles under new head coach. Nick Sirianni, WIP Sports Time, 616.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.